Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, in all the midst of the, the violence and the police and the protests and the murals on the street and the COVID-19 and the general unrest in the country today, I really did try to think of something that we could do on today's broadcast, final one of the week, heading into the weekend, that could give you some positive things, maybe for this weekend, but also maybe for the summer. And as I was thinking about that, my very good friend, in our house, we call her Miss Sally, sent me a little note via email about some great ideas for the summer. And I thought, you know, we haven't talked to Miss Sally on the air for a while. So Sally Lloyd-Jones, multiple time best-selling author of so many titles that my kids have and love. I can't even begin to name them all. But Sally, it's good to have you back. Happy summer to you.
Thank you. Happy summer to you. Thanks for having me.
We finally finished all of the remote learning in the McCullough house, and so we've moved on to remote summering, I guess, is how we do this now. I know that it's been a frustration for a lot of parents, and I know that we talked a few weeks ago. You were doing readings a couple of times a week. How did that go? Did you get a lot of feedback from parents in terms of the stories being available?
Oh, yes. I'm still actually doing it. I'm reading twice a week. I've done them on Thursdays and Sundays. And on Thursdays, I've read my general picture books for the trade. So they're the sort of more literary picture books. And then on the weekends, I've been doing Jesus Storybook Bible and Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing, which is the companion volume.
Right.
And it's been so much fun. And I suppose it's been about 3 months of that. And I now have quite a collection of storytime videos on my Instagram, IGTV. It's been wonderful. We've had, you know, thousands of people watching, and I've also done some Spanish and English story times because my friend Tony Plana, who's an actor, his Spanish is his first language. We would do readings where I would read English, he would read Spanish, and that's been fun too. So yeah, it's been a great blessing. I started doing it because I felt, what can I do? I was so grateful to all the people who didn't have the luxury of staying at home.
Right.
And, you know, our first responders. And I thought, what could I do? And I thought, well, I was seeing some other people in children's books reading. And I thought, well, that's a great thing. And it's been a huge blessing.
Well, and it's one of those things, Sally, where I think that particularly for the body of Christ, I think that there was throughout this kind of season, and it's kind of morphed into a 2 or 3 seasons, right? It hasn't just been the COVID. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of other things as the reopening has not necessarily gone as planned. I think that one of the fun things that the church, Universal, has been able to do is to really kind of shine in the different gifts that they have. And even though a lot of my pastor friends, their kind of first instinct is to move towards people, that wasn't really well advised in the lockdown. So people were forced to get creative in terms of how they helped and expressed that love and care for one another. And I thought what you did was so perfectly in keeping with, what God has skilled you and gifted you with.
Well, I feel very honored. And, you know, the other thing we noticed was, I think I'll speak for myself. You can't deal with so much. People have so much to take in. So I think the other thing that we didn't realize was the simplicity of a children's book is sometimes all that we can take in. Because especially if it's not dumbing down, but it's just simple and distilled, then it becomes a blessing to the parents too. So that was something that blessed us. So
That's really well said. Well, I know that in your heart of hearts, you think about kids all the time. And I'm just wondering, as parents are getting ready for the summer stage of whatever's next, and, you know, there's still a lot of anxiety in mom and dad's minds, because while some of the school plans for the fall have kind of been announced, there's still a lot of ambiguity about what it's going to include. So you've still got a lot of, you know, very angst-ridden parents out there. But what are some things that come to mind that you would recommend for their summertime together?
Well, I've been thinking about that because one of the books I wrote was based, it's called Goldfish on Vacation, and it's a true story about what happened in the neighborhood that I've been living, I'm not there right now, but on the upper west side of Manhattan.
Right.
And it was all about going on vacation right where you are. And so I started thinking, you know, reading is like a journey to a new place. And even though we can't, in this time, we may not physically be able to travel very far, books are this incredible door into adventures where we can go anywhere.
Right.
And we can even imagine being someone completely different. That's the incredible gift of literature. And so for children, I think we started thinking, well, what's a way we can, what resource could we give parents, you know, going off this goldfish on vacation idea? I thought, well, we may not be able to travel, but what if you have a book? And I chose my top summer adventure type books, read the book together, and then there's an activity you can do together and just enjoy, you know, the time that we may never have again in our lifetime, this opportunity, instead of rushing around, to actually travel deeper maybe and together. And maybe this, I've been trying that personally, I'm sure we all have, of seeing what might be a gift even in the middle of all this.
Well,
what could I gain in it?
I love that idea, and I love the engagement of the imagination, the way that that does that. And, you know, how long ago did Goldfish come out?
I think it was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was. So the year that it debuted, you came in studio and we read it. But then after that, about 2 weeks later, all the ankle biters and I got on the computer and we found out where the Hamilton fountain was, and we went and actually made an adventure of finding the fountain that you talked about in the book. So I love this idea. I love the engagement. I love the learning possibilities. And when we continue, let me ask you to prepare some of your recommendations, then you can tell us some of your favorites that may be on the list, etc., and then we'll go from there into some other possibilities as well. We're speaking with Sally Lloyd-Jones, best-selling children's author. Goldfish on Vacation, the children's storybook Bible. If you have not read through that with your kids, friends, forget reading it through with your kids. If you've not read it yourself for some great encouragement in terms of reminders of some of the real truths that Scripture communicates, I strongly recommend it. In fact, they produced an adult version without all the pictures, just so that you could have it and not feel strange about reading a kid's storybook Bible. But it is a true encouragement in our household, and I would encourage you to get that. By the way, you can find all of Sally's stuff at SallyLloyd-Jones.com. And Lloyd is spelled with two L's, L-L-O-Y-D. SallyLloyd-Jones. Don't spell out hyphen, just put the hyphen in. SallyLloyd-Jones.com. And you can get all of this stuff, including her list of recommendations for your own vacation adventures in your mind with your kids this summer as you're trying to figure out things to do. I'm so glad that we get to have Miss Sally with us today. My kids always look forward to her visits with the Kevin McCullough radio broadcast. Sometimes they've been in studio when she's come in with us, but she is locked down in upstate New York, as she has continued to be during the COVID crisis. Coming back with Sally Lloyd-Jones. Don't go away.
Fusion, amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have an abbreviated time with Sally Lloyd-Jones today. She's not in studio with us like she's been in the past, but I'm so grateful that she's come on to talk about some adventures that you can have on vacation, maybe with your imagination. And Miss Sally, it's time to get back to the business. What are some of the favorites on your list?
Well, I've got a whole list, but you know, I get to choose the ones I love best. One of my favorites is The Time of Wonder by Robert McCluskey.
Okay.
That's a classic. Then there's one called Last Stop on Market Street, The Little Island. I mean, these are classics. And then there's also a lovely one I just adore called Jabari Jumps, about a little boy and how he's it's all about his adventure of learning how to dive in a swimming pool.
Oh, that's scary. You know, that's a big-time summer memory for a lot of kids, the first time they go off of that.
Yeah. So I think it's all about reframing this time, but not look what you can't do, but looking at, well, let's imagine that this is like books are like time travel.
Yeah.
Or they're like these magical portals into a whole other adventure. If you read the book together and then you have an activity, that's fun. So, you know, we've got a book here, How to Read a Book. Well, the activity is read a book, which is just funny. But, you know, there's another one called A Tree is Nice. And the activity is to notice trees and see if you can notice anything new that you've never noticed about a tree. Well, a tree, usually we can access a tree without having to go too far if we're fortunate. Things like that. Or there's another one, Tim to the Lighthouse. I love the Tim books. You know? So these are all my favorites that I compiled. And Blueberries to Sal. And the activity in that is to eat some blueberries.
Well, so, anything that involves food and sweet things is always fun. I also noticed that the Baby Wren book is on your list. So, and I just want to let everybody know that's one of our kids' favorites. But finding what you have special that God made you for is a great adventure as well.
Yes, and encouraging children to, you know, they could write a book if they want. They could. There's another one about birds and. Can you find a bird? Because you want, you know, and it's all about, there's a book about Audubon. And so the activity is, what birds can you see and draw, you know? So yeah. It's sort of bringing the story to life in your own. And these are small activities, but there may be ways to celebrate.
Well,
the journeys
you
can go on.
And for those small activities, those are a godsend, particularly, you know, like, we've been able to get at least some outdoor time since the weather's been warm, but on days where it rains and other things, you really do want to have adventures, and these are great ways to do it. Friends, if you're listening and you say, hey, I'd love to know about this list and how I can find it, go to SallyLloyd-Jones.com, Sally Lloyd with two L's, -Jones.com. And get her downloads and see the list. And she's even got other fun things there, like wallpapers for your phone and other stuff that is kind of fun to imagine and use. But I really strongly encourage, don't let this time, and Sally, I know that you agree with this, we don't want to let this time, no matter how discouraging or sometimes frustrating these lockdowns have been, we don't want to lose the importance of this time and lose the opportunity that we have to still grow our minds and particularly for our little ones, keep them stimulated and interested in you know, seeking more. My 10-year-old, who just, you know, this year has started asking questions that he's never asked before. We found a documentary on George Washington on the History Channel, and we've just been absorbing that the last couple of days and asking and talking a lot about some of those things. So it was a good opportunity to not lose track of, and I know that you genuinely want them to seize the day, so to speak.
Yes, I think, you know, I speak to myself on this. I'm better on the days that I just say, okay, this is where you have me, God, and what do you have for me today? And just sort of stop fighting the whole thing and just receive what he's giving in that day specifically.
Yeah.
And there's great joy in that, because that's being grateful and trusting, isn't it? Which is much harder.
And this Sunday, you're doing your final reading this Sunday of this weekend.
Yes. I'm going to be doing a reading at 1 o'clock on Instagram Live. And if people have missed all the readings, then we're going to be keeping them up for the next few weeks. So just follow me on Instagram and you'll get to know where these readings are, and we'll replay them for you.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was on Instagram Live with Ellie Holcomb, and she was singing a song and I was reading. So we've had lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sally, Miss Sally, as my kids call you, thank you so much for your time and your thought and your consideration for how to help parents during this heading into summertime. We appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you too, and thank you for what you do, and everyone stay healthy and safe.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sally Lloyd-Jones. Again, go to SallyLloyd-Jones.com, Sally, common spelling, Lloyd, two L's, -Jones.com, and get the list of things you can do this summer with your kiddos. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.